Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Pada tahun 2023, Royal Commission atau Komisi Kerajaan mendapati bahwa penyandang disabilitas menghadapi diskriminasi dan marginalisasi, termasuk tindak kekerasan, pelecehan, pengabaian, dan eksploitasi. Bagi para migran penyandang disabilitas pendengar, tantangan ini dapat menjadi lebih rumit.
I went from someone who was 10 foot tall, bulletproof, doing everything, yeah, and all the opportunities in life. I went to sleep, I woke up, and my whole world had changed, and I couldn't even reconcile.
Mark Tonga lahir di Fiji dari orang tua keturunan Tonga, dan pindah ke Australia ketika ia duduk di sekolah menengah. Ia menyelesaikan kuliahnya, memulai pekerjaan baru, dan bermain rugby 3 kali seminggu. Saat sesi latihan normal lah, hidupnya berubah selamanya.
Tetraplegia is a spinal cord injury, and it leaves you not able to use your arms or your legs.
Sejak cederanya mendengar, Mark telah mendedikasikan dirinya untuk mengadvokasi para penyandang disabilitas, meningkatkan kesadaran, dan berkampanye untuk hak-hak disabilitas. Ia mengatakan hambatan terbesar bagi komunitasnya adalah aksesibilitas.
The world has a disability. We don't have a disability. And when you have a building and people and building go, oh, people with disability might come in here. Well, put a ramp down, mate, you know, and they'll come in.
Lalu ada juga stigma sosial yang menyertai disabilitas.
People freak out when they don't know how to deal with it. So the looks I get from friends was a look of disgust. How can a wheelchair and me being like this just change everyone's attitude? And I'm like, hang on, I'm the same person, yeah?
While there are of course systemic barriers that impact and inhibit people with disabilities from migrant communities, we have found that one of the most difficult barriers to address is in fact the internalized stigmas and the cultural taboos that exist in migrant communities.
Itu tadi Vanessa Papastavros, manajer program nasional dari program disabilitas Speak My Language, yang membagikan informasi tentang cara hidup baik dengan disabilitas bagi warga Australia yang multikultural.
We found that, especially in our program, people with disabilities, even if they were aware that supports existed, were unlikely to access them because they felt like they would be bringing shame upon themselves or, due to cultural taboos, did not feel like they could seek support because of notions about losing face. We also noticed that amongst carers of families with people who have disabilities, they would also limit the person with a disability from social activities or experiences because they were so afraid they would experience stigma from other members of the community.
Betapapun baik maksudnya, Vanessa mengatakan hal ini semakin mengisolasi orang.
The only way to really address these internalized stigmas and ideas is within the communities themselves, by showing people true success stories of ordinary people with disabilities in migrant communities who are achieving their goals in education, in employment, and also have thriving social lives with lots of passions and interests that fill their time. Because if people within migrant communities don't see or hear these stories, they're unlikely to ever shift their attitudes.
Sementara itu, ada rintangan lain bagi para migran penyandang disabilitas atau yang memiliki kondisi kesehatan kronis. Carlos datang ke Australia dengan visa pasca sarjana atau graduate visa sebagai insinyur industri dari Chile. Ia berencana untuk terus bepergian, tetapi ketika COVID melanda, ia memperpanjang waktunya di Australia. Ia berteman, bertemu dengan pasangannya, dan memutuskan untuk tinggal di negeri ini.
And that's when I got diagnosed with HIV and I learned all the challenges that will bring to the migration process.
Persyaratan kesehatan migrasi berarti pelamar harus melakukan penilaian kesehatan. Ini merupakan ukuran berapa banyak biaya yang akan ditanggung masyarakat Australia untuk kebutuhan medis seseorang melalui hal-hal seperti layanan Medicare, obat-obatan PBS, pensiun dukungan disabilitas, dukungan pendidikan, dan juga NDIS.
If those costs exceed what's called the significant cost threshold for the duration of your visa or for a permanent visa, which is assessed as 10 years, then you will fail to meet the migration health requirement. The significant cost threshold is currently $86,000, which is not a lot over a 10-year period.
Itu tadi komentar dari Jan Goldthart, seorang agen migrasi terdaftar yang juga salah satu pendiri Welcoming Disability, sebuah organisasi yang mengadvokasi perubahan terhadap persyaratan kesehatan migrasi. Ia mengatakan ada banyak kondisi yang dapat dengan mudah membuat seorang pelamar ini melewati ambang batas biaya yang signifikan, termasuk kondisi seperti autisme, Down syndrome, cystic fibrosis, tuberculosis, atau HIV positif. Untuk beberapa jenis visa, Anda dapat mengajukan keringanan. Pada dasarnya, ini berarti Anda perlu membuktikan manfaat yang Anda bawa ke Australia lebih besar daripada biayanya.
50% of visa applicants are eligible to apply for a waiver. And of that 50%, 96% are ultimately successful. But it might take a couple of years before you get to that point. So all the time you're thinking, am I going to be one of the lucky ones? The process of waiting is horrendous. It makes the person with a disability feel excluded and marginalized, but it also sends a message to the community, which says that people with health and disability conditions are actually a burden on the community. They don't contribute, and we just don't want them here. I mean, that's really what we're saying, isn't it?
Carlos berhasil mengajukan keringanan ini, mendengar, namun ia mengatakan hal ini sangat melelahkan secara emosional.
This process, it was very hard on me because I felt that I needed to prove to the system that I'm a good person, that I deserve to live here. And then at the same time, I was thinking, why do I want to stay in a country that doesn't want me to be here, that they see me as a number and they want to benefit from me? But, you know, I started like questioning why I wanted to stay, and, you know, I'm in love with my partner, so like I cannot see myself breaking up and leaving, so I wanted to fight. But it's been very hard, and it's such a hard process on top of our life.
Persyaratan kesehatan migrasi Australia lebih ketat dibandingkan negara-negara seperti Selandia Baru dan Kanada. Komisi Kerajaan Disabilitas merekomendasikan peninjauan ulang terhadap proses tersebut yang menurutnya mengesahkan diskriminasi terhadap penyandang disabilitas.
Some people consider that make their migration health requirement less rigorous, that will be opening the floodgates. Everybody with a disability will want to come here. Well, they can't. The migration system itself is so structured that only where there's a demand for people of skill, only those people are eligible to apply, or if they're coming for family reunion. These are the people that, according to our migration strategy, we want to encourage. So why do we draw the line at people with disability?
SBS Examines episode kali ini diproduksi oleh James Elliot, Rachel Knowles, Fernando Vives, dan Olivia Diorio, dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.